not because you're in any danger from snipers, but because the Marines are nervous. And it's a serious matter that this town doesn't operate. This is the only good telephone line we've got at the moment, except the military lines, one to another, which are excellent. So I think we ought to sleep on it for about 3 hours and then go to work.
Mac, is Cy there?
He's right here.
Let me talk to him, if I may.
Yes, sir?
Cy, Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Do these new chiefs have any possibility of controlling any substantial share of the military personnel in terms of loyalties and direction, command?
Not much.
Well, how much command would the old chiefs have over them?
A little bit more, but again, not a great deal.
Yeah. And did the old chiefs agree to the new chiefs?
No, they'll accept them, but they only agree to one of them, and he's the guy who won't serve. But they will accept them.
What does that mean, accept them but not agree to them?
It means that they will accept them. They will not oppose it, but they cannot speak for their troops. They say, this is my decision, and they will accept my decision because we have the power to do it. Therefore, they will not oppose it, but they can't speak for the rest.
Well, will they recommend to their troops that they accept them?
No, they will not do that, but they will not oppose it.
When they say they won't oppose it, what does that mean?
It means that, in my judgment, Bob, that they would not seek to rally the others to take action to see that it doesn't go through.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the chiefs, the Navy chief, is, in effect, an associate of the old chiefs, right?
Yes, and highly endorsed by them. He's the guy who says he won't serve.
Yeah, and the air chief is what relationship to the old chiefs?
They would take him. They're not happy about it.
Where does he fit now? Who's he working with?
Country right now.
Pardon me?
Well, he's out of the country
yeah.
Right now.
All right, and the... Okay. Thanks very much.
Opposed to.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Cy.
Cy.
Yes, sir.
Mr. B will not serve in the cabinet, but one and possibly two of his men will serve in the cabinet.
Yes, sir.
And number two, Mr. B will support the new government.
That's good.
And that ought to be very good for you.
Yes, that's very good.
That's Mr. B in New York, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
That is good news.
Now, we checked that from two standpoints.
From two standpoints?
From J.B., that's what J.B. quotes him as saying.
And he confirmed that.
And he confirmed it.
Right. Well, that is helpful.
So
on that basis, you might be able to draw enough of these fellows together tomorrow so that when the matter is made public, there'll be more than one voice speaking for it.
Now, Bob, I want Bob to... point out the favorable things that would dictate early government and what we could say about it that he repeated a few moments ago. And try to take some of these things down so you can point them out to our people there in connection to any statement
right.
We might want to prepare there.
Looking at it from our point of view and from the point of view of the other Latin American nations, this is what we would see. The leaders of each side step down. The ministers of defense and the military leaders of each side step down.
Yep, we've made those two arguments up there, yeah.
A wealthy landowner becomes head of the government. He's supported by B and JB, the only popular supported...
Hold it. My shorthand is not very good. Yeah, go ahead.
He's supported by B and JB, the only individuals who have any support from the population.
Yeah.
He's pledged to an active campaign to root out you know what.
Yeah.
The new military chiefs are not opposed by the old.
Hold it just a second. I'm writing the password. That's, I think, overstating it a little bit. They're not opposed, but they're certainly not,
Well, all I'd say is they're not opposed.
Guys, you can say that. Use the words carefully.
There would be a cabinet of a wide range of interests representing a wide range of the population, but with a clear record of opposition to, do you know what? Now that's a strong settlement from the point of view of our own national interests and the interests of the rest of the hemisphere.
And a step back toward constitutionalism.
Yeah.
Now what are we hung on?
We're hung, Mr. President, at the present time on a straight question of the personalities involved and the power that they have to make certain statements, which could be damaging.
Yes, well now, if you could assure Mr. I that there'd be no revenge, be no retaliation, be no punishment, and there's some way that you can get him out, or is he going to insist all the way along?
We just don't know the answer to that, but I think if we could get the two together, which Mac thinks is dubious, that we could resolve at least some of those questions. And I think we ought to attempt to do it tomorrow morning. I think there is nothing lost in the attempt to do it, and some good could come out of it if they would sit down together.
You want to give him your view on that, Mr. Davis?
Yes, I myself think that it'd be dangerous, because if you did that, you would be putting Mr. I in the position of a spokesman or negotiator for the other chiefs. And I think the chances of his going along are very dim, because there isn't anything that G could offer to him that is within the range of his ambitions or desires, as I understand them to be. And I believe that all we'd be doing would be to put him in a position where he can be more effectively obstructive and annoying.
I think that, in a sense, is Mac's feel for this. I recognize the strength of that argument, but I do not agree with it fully. But I will certainly present it to the others now, because there is a considerable force in it.
It may be that a talk with the other three first might have some advantage in trying to clear the way so that the eye problem is reduced somewhat.
Dean, I really don't think it is. I think that the others are in a position, as I've said before, where if it stays clear as it was tonight that it has to be done, that they'll accept it. They would accept it with much better grace, and it would be a different situation if I should say, I fully concur, but I don't think this is going to happen.
Uh-huh. You're going to have some more fighting tomorrow?
The people north of the LOC will continue to move, I think, towards the east. It is going slowly as far as they are concerned now, but I think it will continue tomorrow. I'll ask General Palmer. Do you agree? He says yes.
Much loss of life?
On the loss of life, we do not have precise figures. As you know, we lost one of our troopers today. The loss of life within the northern part of the city is a question which we don't have firm answers to. We have claims on behalf of the loyalist forces, but we have no hard evidence to substantiate those claims.
Any other questions in the office?
No.
Okay, y'all get to us in the morning as soon as you can, as soon as you have anything to talk about.
We certainly will, sir.
Good night, Ty.
Good night.
Anybody else down there got anything you want to say?
Nobody else got anything to say. No, sir. Nobody else does.
Good night. Thank you.